A growing number of women are drinking to excess and facing dramatic consequences. Alcohol plays a role in thousands of bankruptcies and divorces. Yet if you were to ask a woman's friends and family if she has a drinking problem, they'd probably say no.
A new documentary is seeking to confront the stigma surrounding women and drinking. It's called Lipstick and Liquor, and Lori Butterfield is a documentary filmmaker, and she joins us in studio. Hey, Lori.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
So what did you find out in making this film about why women are turning to alcohol in such growing numbers?
Well, Veronica, the statistics are really shocking. We've got the number of DUI arrests for women going up 30% over the last decade, while the number of arrests for men are actually down. And, of course, binge drinking is on the rise, and that's not just college-age women. And here's a statistic for Washington, D.C. Do you know we're number one in wine consumption in the country?
Huh. Now, is there a certain age of women that this is affecting more than others?
Well, I think alcohol is affecting women of all ages, but what we were really surprised about is the fact that alcoholism is the third leading cause of preventable death for women between the ages of 35 and 55. And I think what's happening now in our society is that a lot of women in that age group, mothers, career women, women with a lot of pressure on them today, they are turning to alcohol in order to cope.
Now, why is it that friends and relatives don't intervene or don't even notice that there's a problem with a woman who's drinking a lot?
Well, this is interesting, and it strikes at the heart of what our documentary is about, in which we really look at the stigma associated with women and drinking. There's a lot of shame and a lot of fear, a lot of isolation that is actually more particular to women in many cases than men. And I think what happens with women is there's a term called kitchen drinkers. You know, women can go out and they can look like they're just drinking normally with friends, but at home, at night, after the kids are in bed and after a long day at the office, you're going to knock one back maybe to take the edge off, and then one turns into two and three and four. And that's the thing about alcoholism. It's a progressive disease.
Now, one of the stories that you focus on during your documentary involves a local woman. Briefly tell us about that.
That's right. It's a complicated story, but it's a story about a 39-year-old Woodbridge, Virginia mother named Julie Kroll. And I should say that I never met Julie Kroll personally. I have never struggled with alcohol personally myself. And I came to this story, really, it was a surprise to me. I was reading an article in the Washington Post back in December 2009. And I guess the circumstances around Julie's story just struck me as a story that needed to be told. It was December 16th. It was a very cold, very dark day because the light is so short on that day. Julie had stumbled away from her car after a minor car crash, and she left behind her daughter and an open container of alcohol in the car. And our story picks up at that moment with a 13-day search that went on with her family and friends, a desperate search to find her. And I think what we uncovered when we followed this story was the stigma and the fear of the community, the condemnation, the judgment, and a little bit of indifference, too, by the local police.
Now, tell us when this is going to premiere and where it's going to premiere, and can we see it in D.C.?
Yes, well, we are premiering up in New York City on Sunday, this Sunday, in fact, at the Real Recovery Film Festival. And we're going to also be opening in Los Angeles. We've got a run in Vancouver and Fort Lauderdale. And we will be coming here to D.C. early next year after the presidential election.
Oh, very good. Lori, good luck with the film, and thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Lori Butterfield is the filmmaker for the new documentary that's just out. It's titled Lipstick and Liquor.